all over.
There goes the final whistle. It's resulted in a 120 to 15.1 for Monaghan, an 8-point victory for the home side, who pick up their first one of the competition. It's a second defeat in three games for Donegal. They're dragged into the relegation dogfight now at the bottom of the table. If we reflect back to the first half, Donegal were going well at the break. They were leading by a single score. It was 7-6, and then we move forward 10 minutes into the second half. Michael Langan's third point of the game had Donegal 2 up 11-9, and things were looking good. But after that, Monaghan took total control of the game, and in a period from the 12th to the 23rd minute of the second half, Monaghan had 6 unanswered scores to go from 2 down to 4 in front. And really, they put a firm footing on this tie as they seen it out to pick up their first win off the league. And Martin, in that closing quarter, the hosts were very, very impressive.
Yeah, very, very impressive. Great, you know, they look good. You know what I mean? I said the bench to me made the difference. You know, when you analyse it, you know, the players that come off the bench, when you have Conor McManus, the young Hughes with Sean Jones, I mean, we'll hear a lot of Sean Jones, and, you know, Stephen Hanlon had a big second half for them as well. And, you know, I mean, we talk about the experienced players then, you know, players, you know, we said Darren Hughes wasn't even named on the programme, but he made a wild difference, big difference when he came in there. And they had Aaron Mulligan came on late, but I think Monaghan were, yeah, deserving winners, far the better side. The minute they went ahead, look, there were only going to be one winner, you know. Yeah. Seemed like our heads went down. Donegal and just look for it. I thought Michael Langan tried very hard. Had a big game. I thought, you know, the big plus for Donegal was Michael Langan. I thought, you know, he tried very, 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 very hard. And you know, Washing Gallen as well. You know, even though he'd look at wides and kicked wides and everything else, but Monaghan were by far the better side. And, you know, the forwards made a difference. So, look, a good result for Monaghan, a very good result for Monaghan. Washing. Disappointing, very disappointing for Donegal, you know, for ourselves here and for the supporters that travel down here, and for even people listening at home. You know, that's two bad defeats in a row now in Tyrone, up in Tyrone, and you know, and the defeat here today, and you're just fearful enough for Donegal now. Unless next Sunday's become a massive game, and unless we're able to pick up the 2 points next Sunday, I think against Galway we're going to be in big bother, and hopefully Galway do stay ahead of Tyrone and won that match, because at least that'll give them 3 points, Oisín, yeah. But take a wee bit of pressure off. But you know, that performance there the day and the performance last week, would, you know, we'd say we'd probably struggle in Division 2 if not Division 3 with the MKL performances. We're showing a wee bit of bite at times and everything else, and
but there is glimpses of it there, Martin.
Aye, there's Conor, the likes of Conor Donnellan, that there's good, but you know, it's just, you know, of course we're talking about a transition period and everything else, but where's the transition period in the sense of it was only Michael Murphy that's left, you know what I mean, that's retired, so it's still, we still have the same players, about some a few out injured and everything else and that there and everything else. But so it's, look at it's, yeah, it's tough times, you know, and it's going to be tough, and that's the time you dig deep. And I think it's important not to get relegated, because Division 2 is very, very competitive. We see Derry beating Meath easily last night. Meath had won their two games, and we look at then Louth, you know, really put up to Derry the week before. So big game. And just say hello, Lawrence. They told me, Lawrence McGrath, to say hello to his mum Molly, who's listened to us in Pettico. Molly McGrath and John Curran, they listen to us every week there, and they're listening to him in Pettico. So we'll get Lawrence home safe, Molly. You're listening to us there.
Okay, Martin, as always, thanks for joining us on commentary. Today we've followed Donegal on the road here to St Chernock's Park in Clonus, but unfortunately it's ended in a second defeat of the campaign. Final score, Monaghan 120, Donegal 15 points. We're going to try and get some reaction from the disappointed Donegal camp. We'll hopefully have that for you shortly on Sunday Sport.